We have a very special guest joining us for the Outdoor Report here on the show today. State Representative John Kivla is here in the studio. Welcome.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for stopping by and kind of telling us about a very important bill that you have up, what's going to be voted on here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, hopefully after break we'll get it up for the full House consideration. It was voted out of committee 2 weeks ago unanimously, so
let's,
moving along.
Let's talk about it. It has to do with CWD.
Yeah, you know, and this came to me from one of my constituents, and I know a guest, a regular here on the show, George Lindquist, who
absolutely,
is
yeah.
so well-known. He is not just well-known throughout Marquette County and the Upper Peninsula. I will tell you that George is very well-known throughout the state as a leader, and certainly I think he single-handedly pushed the Wolf Initiative on his own, you swear, the amount of signatures he's got. So, yeah, George reached out to me and said, hey, you know, kind of in line with the poaching bills that we had that substantially increased the penalties for poaching and also the trophy fines that we had for the trophy bucks. He said, what about, you know, significantly increasing the fines for bringing in a carcass from out of state, you know, a CWD state? And so we looked at it, and it really had some merit. I mean, they were ridiculously low penalties, and so that's what we do. We raise it to as high as $2,000, a penalty for bringing in a carcass from out of state. And again, it's got to be a state that's identified with chronic wasting disease. But we know that's it's one of the small things that we can do to help stop this dreaded disease.
And recently, there have been more deer found downstate with CWD.
Right. And to the point of, you know, that we're raising with bringing in carcasses, you know, we've suspected for years now that this is going to creep into Michigan. And we suspected we'd see it in Dickinson County or somewhere along the Wisconsin,
yeah,
the border, because we know it's within 25 miles of the border. But no, where do we get it? We get it in the middle of the state, actually right around Lansing. How does that happen? How does it just all of a sudden, boom, appear in the middle of the mitten? Well, it does it because someone probably brought in a carcass. And so what this bill says is, you know, it's not that you can't hunt or you can't bring back, you know, it spells out you can bring back deboned meat, you can bring back the cape, you can bring back, you know, the skull cap and the antlers, you know, so you can have your mounts done, but you can't bring back the carcass, which is specifically designed to be the brain and the spine, which is where the prions are carried.
Interesting. Before I forget, and I want to continue this conversation, but you do have a campaign kickoff coming up here.
I do.
You know, Thursday night. So
Thursday night, we're announcing our candidacy for the third and final term I have for the 109th House District.
And where is that going to be?
It's going to be at Marquette Township Hall.
All right.
You know, about a... Well, for Tibor, about four drivers from here. For me, a 9-iron and a wedge.
State Representative John Kivla, can you hang around for our next Outdoor Report? I'd like to continue talking about this bill that you have about CWD and transporting carcasses across state lines.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back with the second half of this later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.